Hello, my name is Akari. I'm an online Japanese teacher. Today, I'd like to talk about greetings in Japanese. Greetings is the most important and the basic one when you try to learn foreign language. And you might know some words, but I think it's nice to have the, if you know the original meaning, you can understand the deep meaning inside the greetings so that you can memorize it more deeply. So today I like to explain about five greetings in Japanese and what the original meaning is. The first one is arigato. By the way, in normal Japanese we say arigato, and in Kansai region, which is like Osaka, Kyoto area, we say arigato. So the intonation is a little bit different, but anyway, arigato, the meaning is arigatai. The word originally comes from arigatai, and what arigatai mean is aru is there is, and gatai is difficult. So there is difficult to be, or it's a rare chance to happen, that kind of thing. So I really appreciate, because I know it's rare chance to happen. That's the original meaning. So arigato is, wow, it's rare chance. It's difficult to happen. Thank you so much is the meaning. And the second one is ohayo. Ohayo, this word comes from hayai. Ohayai. Hayai means early. So ohayo means you are early. So each people saying you're early and you're early is ohayo, ohayo. And if you want to say politely, ohayo gozaimasu, you're early, you're early again. And the third one and fourth one is similar. First one, konnichiwa. Konnichiwa is hello. But konnichiwa, when you write it down, if you know hiragana, we write it down ha, konnichiha, as hiragana. But we pronounce konnichiwa. And the reason why it's happened is because wa is a particle. So konnichiwa is subject and it's a particle. And the originally the sentence continue. So today is konnichi, today. So today is a beautiful day, or today is a sunny day, or something like that kind of sentence should be continue, but we just omit the long last part and we just say konnichiwa, today is. And the same idea, konbanwa. Konban is this evening. So this evening is a star is shining or beautiful moon or that kind of things. But we just take it off the last part and just we say konbanwa, like this evening is the meaning. And the last one is oyasumi nasai or oyasumi. Oyasumi, yasumu is take a rest. So oyasumi nasai is please take a rest. You did a hard work today. Oyasumi nasai, please take a rest. That's the original meaning. So I hope it helps. I think if you know the deep meaning of each word, you can memorize more easily. And I hope you enjoy learning Japanese. Thank you for listening. Bye bye. Mata ne.